Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe. Ready to do this here?
I am, Woody.
We got a big event coming up here. Let's tell people about it. It's a Joe Rose Show exclusive. Pickleball is coming to South Florida with tennis legends John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, and Andy Roddick.
Pretty good foursome, yes, sir.
Yes, we've got your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the inaugural Pickleball Slam April 2nd at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood. All winners will be entered for the grand prize, tickets for two to attend the pre-tournament banquet featuring food, beverage, and a Q&A with all four legends. Keep listening to us here for your chance to win, and your chance to win is at this very moment here, Joe. So we have a trivia question. We've done all the other tennis, the stars so far,
yeah,
except for Andre Agassi. So it's Andre Agassi's turn, and what we are going to ask, we're going to ask to name both or just one? What do you want to do here?
Oh, you got to go both to kind of fit in with your style.
Okay, so current wife and former wife for Andre Agassi here. You can name, if you can name both of those,
I think that's more than fair.
One is a former tennis player, one is a former, well, I guess currently a model or actress. Or
but by the way, I don't think anybody's going to be upset because Andre Agassi has done very well. I don't think if he was listening right now, he'd be upset. I think he'd go, oh, that's kind of cool to bring up my ex-wife and my current wife.
I mean, look, in fairness, it does fit along with the show. So
no, with you, just so they know. It was your idea, and I thought, you know, it was
that
a good
was actually
one.
No. Well, if we're going to be honest, Andre, in case he is listening, I was going to ask who the current wife was. I say, who's the former tennis player he's married to? And
so
you decided you wanted to throw in the actress who he was married to for 2 years.
By the way, the pickleball thing has just when I saw this thing the first time, I was like, eh, it has exploded. That sport, they are redoing parks for pickleball courts now. It has grown like crazy. 305-567-0560. I see a lot of you are lighting up the phones here for a pair of tickets to this event and a chance to go to the big party and hang out with everybody. And if nobody's talking to you, I'll be there and I'll be more than glad to talk to you. If not, as a guy that still doesn't play pickleball, man, I'm fighting it. So here's how it works. So you start with singles. You get to an age where you can't play singles because you're always hurt. And then you go to doubles, and then you got to find the right people to play with because guys fight like hell about doubles. They get mad at each other. You're supposed to be over there, dude. I told you I would get that shot. And so there's a lot of frustration. And then you work to pickleball.
All right, so I need a judge's ruling on something here.
What?
Okay, so the guy got the current wife correct.
Okay.
He hit me with Barbara Streisand. For the second one. Now, in fairness, they did date.
Yeah, but he wasn't married to her.
I know. So I'm asking. I put the guy back on hold. I said, I got to check with the judge.
No.
Really? Should I give the guy another chance?
Yeah, let him try to get. I can't believe you put him on hold to ask me.
Well, I wanted a judge's ruling.
No, you said the two. Agassi's been married twice.
So that is incorrect?
Yes, it's not correct. We can't go by who you date.
Okay.
Hell, even if you live with them, that doesn't count. I do count on the beach or in a Catholic church. I do.
That's why I asked you, bro. You're the official judge. Just wanted to get a ruling.
Well, you can go by all the girls he dated. He probably dated a lot of hotties.
Well, Barbara Streisand is a pretty big name for people that like that kind of stuff.
You wasn't married to her, Woody.
Okay.
Stop.
All right. That's all I needed was the judge's ruling.
Was he really nice to you on the air?
The guy, the caller? Yeah, he was nice.
Give him tickets and give somebody else tickets in.
We don't have that many.
Oh.
You're the official judge of all these things, man. You kind of make the rules around here. So I just wanted to check in with you on that one.
Okay, you did. So,
thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
My God. He did not ask me. Somebody looked it up and found out. Barbra Streisand dated Andre Agassi. Guy, pretty popular. Pretty popular. What a great comeback, too, man. Quit, came back, had to go through qualifying to get back up to number one player in the world. Pretty impressive what he did. Listen, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to. Mario Cristobal going to join us at the end of the show. We had him on real early this morning, so we'll have that for you. By the way, for all high school coaches out there, the coaches, Canes Coaches Clinic is going to take place tomorrow and Saturday, and it's a must go. He's put together a nice group that will be speaking there and spending time with him. Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Darren Rizzi, special teams Saints coordinator, one of the best in the business, Jim Nagy, executive director for Senior Bowl, and Greg Olson, who was a hell of a tight end. I don't want to ever take away from what Greg did as a tight end for both the Hurricanes and in the NFL for the Carolina Panthers. But Greg is really good as a color analyst on the number one team for Fox. Just an unbelievable year he had. So Mario Cristobal and his coaching staff will be there the whole time. And he said even until late at night, if you have questions, you want to break down stuff with the coaches, assistant coaches. So it's pretty cool time, whether you're a coach and some stuff you want to learn, some new drills, everything else. Mario Cristobal will have a Canes Coaches Clinic this Friday and Saturday. So coaches, high school coaches out there, if you don't have plans, get on out there, you and your staff, and enjoy that thing and get more information on it and everything else. But I did want to get that in there, and we'll have that interview. He'll tell you more about it with on the interview coming up here later on in the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, also want to thank Will Manso for coming on this morning. Listen, man, I like baseball a lot. I do. I love the old Marlins teams and was really close to a bunch of those guys, including Jeff Conine, who I used to play tennis with. Then he started kicking my ass, and now I don't play tennis with him as much. I do. I like all the old guys. I do. Charles Johnson, Al Leiter, but they were a bunch of fun. They were fun to cover. They won, but they were really good guys. And somehow, from those teams to where we are right now, it hasn't been good. And we just had a great event. I don't know if it's going to spill over and give you more fans, but we do know fans like baseball, especially for the World Baseball Classic. It's completely different playing for your country and all the star power that we just had here in town from, by the way, from every country. I mean, we got all the big baseball countries. We got them all here. So we got to see the best stuff of guys who were healthy and in the case of the United States and wanted to play. We got pretty good stuff, and including a great championship game a couple of nights ago. But I don't know what that means to the Marlins. It doesn't give them a hall pass. They got to play good baseball to even have a chance. And, you know, it can't just be about who's coming in town and, oh, I see the Yankees will be in town on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or, you know, it's got to be, or the New York Mets come into town on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's got to be about your team at some point and not who's coming to town that's really good. And honestly, I was just glad to see for the first time ever the park full a few times. See what a sellout looked with a ton of people standing up there, 3, 4, 5 deep to watch out in the outfield. Just a lot of cool stuff went on. But again, I don't know what that means for the Marlins. And I hope it's good, man. I hope they get off to a good start. I do. Hope they get more than 900, 800, 850, 900,000 fans this year. Love to see him get over a million. So that's where we are in that whole thing. I just want to make it clear. Listen, man, we haven't had a great relationship with him here. Us. Other shows do. We've tried certain people, and the guy never gets back to us. He's a complete clown. So, but other guys like him.
Do you think it's them or us, though?
I don't know.
Because we had issues with the last guy, too.
Sometimes, like in relationships, you have to look at yourself a little bit.
Take a look in the mirror.
Are you nice when you talk to him? I don't talk to him.
Yeah. I asked for Jeff Conine, and then I asked him, he goes, when? I said, tomorrow. It was like the middle of the afternoon. And he actually laughed.
Yeah.
He sent a ha-ha back. Like it was a crazy request.
Yeah.
It's your thing, man. The baseball stuff is all you.
No, I know.
It's completely your thing.
I shouldn't
I don't
even.
Think they're,
and
I don't
by
think
the way,
moves the needle, to be quite honest with you.
I know a lot
it's
of people.
It's completely your thing.
I know. It's still one of our five professional sports. And to a fault, I just don't give up on them. I don't give up on
it. Five the count now? Did you put this? Is that including the soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inter Miami, man. They earned it.
Well, we're Formula One town.
Yeah, but that's an event.
Okay.
Talking about teams.
We're still one of the markets, though.
Oh, God. All right, Woody.
Tennis is here. By the way, we had a winner. And in true pickleball fashion, he had a Bell South email.
Why do you
and,
love that?
His name was Peter.
So the Bell South thing means you're older. I get it because I have the Bell South thing. That's why you bring it up. You love anything that just to take a little jab
at
older
people.
Well,
you can tell someone's age generally by their email address. Like, you can tell my age by my email. I have an AOL email.
All right, and I got a Bell South.
You can tell that I'm probably like mid to late 30s. Bell South screams late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
Basically, the age where like you can still figure out how to send an email, but you struggle with it is. That's what Bell South tells me. Like I can email you, but it's gonna be a struggle.
Why do you hate older people so much?
I don't. I'm just telling
you. Do.
You. It's just like
soup eaters, carrot cake eaters.
But that's what a Bell South email tells me. It tells me that like you actually can send the email, but it's gonna be a problem.
How'd you get to be so smart for such a young guy and just understand older people so well?
I have a lot of stuff, a lot of time to think about this stuff. I don't have
way too much time.
I don't have anything
going
on in my life besides Hurricanes basketball, and I got a lot of time to think about this stuff.
Right. Oh, man.
Tomorrow, big.
The pickleball thing, and you just can't help yourself to get to somebody's email.
I'm really excited. I think pickleball is more of a young man's game, to be quite honest with you.
No, it's not.
It's trending in that direction.
You can go over to the West Coast. I'll show you what it is.
I think
the retirement community
is over there.
Yeah,
but the young people are taking it back, as I'm sure you've noticed.
How do you speak on behalf for so many people out
there? Because I know the demographics of pickleball, and it seems to me that the young people are taking it back.
Oh, I didn't realize you're doing so much research at night on what everybody's...
Well, I knew we were doing a pickleball promotion, so I looked into it a little bit, and I've seen that the younger generation is stealing it back away.
You really are, as Kim Bocamper likes to say. You.
Bo was bummed out today, man. He didn't expect that in the offseason.
Oh, it wasn't very good.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty stupid. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about something that's really good. That's Nuceria. Nuceria. Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nuceria Health wants to help you turn back the clock in your life. I'm talking to men and women, but mostly men out there right now, because I want to let you know. If you've noticed that you're tired all the time, thinking more about a nap than doing things, and you just find yourself in a rut, which happens when you get older. So here's three things that happen. First, the doc goes, how's your energy? I go, it's terrible. I said, I'm exhausted all the time. Then he goes, how's your sex drive? I go, it's not very good either. He goes, how you doing on weight? I said, I've gained some weight. I mean, you just hit the trifecta on me right there. I said, I like take care of all those things. All right. Put me about 7.5 months ago on a proven hormone replacement therapy program. Changed my eating habits. Had me talk to somebody in the nutrition industry. And helping me with eating habits. I tell you, man, I do feel a lot better. I do. I like telling people I'm going to get the most out of my fourth quarter of my life still left. And if you're in your late 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s, and you said, all right, honey, start of the year, I'm going to make some changes, and you haven't done it, maybe it's time for you to go find out more about Nuceria Health. Seriously, get your energy back. And I know what you're thinking. You're going, well, if you can hear me right now, you're going, I don't feel like driving down there Well, you don't have to go to their nice facility if you don't want. Blood work will come to your house, get that work done, because we have to know your number so we can do it, put you on a really safe program that's perfect for you. Then we set up a Zoom call with the good doctor, Alex Alonzo, who's one of the best in the industry. And we'll get you going on one of the great programs that we have set up that's working for so many people that are going to Nuseri Health for all the different programs they have. 786-305-6337. 786-305-6337. Listen, a lot of people don't write the number down. But you can go to MyNuseria, N-U-C-E-R-I-A, MyNuseria.com, and learn more. See their videos. Hear what the good doctor has to say. Look at some of the programs they have. And then make the call to them and get all set up with the good doctor and all the pros over there at My Nuseri Health. Let them help you. Please, today, turn back the clock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, there's probably no trouble. Oh, here we go. Disabled vehicle, Miami-Dade County, 95 South before Northwest 8th Street, Port of Miami / Orange Bowl. What the hell? This thing hasn't been updated in a minute, huh?
The Orange Bowl?
I swear to you.
Well, maybe they were using Orange Bowl site.
Is it okay? Is that the exit? Port of Miami.
I don't know.
/ Orange Bowl.
Somebody have to tell me. Is there any? Nobody says anything about the Orange Bowl anymore, right? I mean, it's not.
I mean, just
is there
the fact
Orange
that they're
Bowl Drive
the
or
park is built over it? Other than that, I don't hear anyone talking about it.
Boy, we knocked that down like a bad marriage. We knocked that Orange Bowl down and got rid of that thing and was just forgotten overnight. It's incredible, right? I mean, the Hard Rock, what they're doing now and stuff, but that old, iconic, outdated stadium, if that thing could talk, it could write 17 books, man.
Well, we have Marlins Park, Joe. You like to talk about the Marlins, apparently, so that's...
Oh, my God. Cool. Yeah,
hey,
I like baseball. I want it good. I want to see him. I'd like to see him get off to a good start. It'd be fun.
And we want you to have fun.
Thank you. I want to have fun.
Really quick, let me get you the stock market open. It's brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We are NASDAQ's up 122 points.
That's
Dow's
good.
Up 40. So.
All right, it's good there.
There we go.
We had some good news
yesterday. Didn't go well.
Yeah, what?
They raised the interest rates again yesterday.
Oh, God.
Those guys suck. And it didn't go well. Not to get too political. I don't know which side those guys are on. I think they're just kind of like neutral, right? The Fed?
I don't know. They get accused of, like everybody else does, of being one way or the other. But, hey, Woody, what do you got coming in on the text machine?
305-567-0560. This guy says, gotcha, that was deep, but that's what he – okay, by the way, I'm Joe's age group. I can text and email. Okay, good.
I can email. I don't that much, but I check my email like once a week, twice a week.
Yeah, you're...
I don't check it every day like I should.
So the only issue I have with you sometimes is the text. Because sometimes you'll send me text and I
can't
tell...
From other people.
You do that all the time. You send me text for the wrong person. That's not just you. Joe Z did it the other night, too.
All right.
But he works with two people named Danny, so I can understand how that happened. But you do send me a lot of texts that are meant for the wrong people.
All right.
But sometimes I just don't know, like, if you're making a statement, if you're asking a question, because you don't use punctuation, and I can't, like, you know.
No. No, I just, oh, my God. You can't tell?
Joe won't give up on baseball, tennis, and Bell South?
No. I'm not giving up on first of all, I'm not changing my email. I'm just not going to do it. It's not going
to
happen.
The answer to the question was Brooke Shields and Steffi Graf.
I believe he's still with Steffi Graf. They've been
that
together
is correct.
A long, long
yeah.
time.
Yeah, that is correct. Brooke Shields was a 2-year deal.
Boy, you want to talk about somebody who had a great career?
Who? No.
Steffi Graf, one of the greatest of all time. She was that good.
Someone wants to know if you're going to Ultra. You won't be in Miami this weekend, right? Yeah. That was a stupid question.
Yeah.
Request for the song. Been asked not to play the song.
You can play it. Go ahead.
You want to play the song?
Now yeah, no. I don't want you to waste that great talent. And then I want everybody to text in how bad it is.
Do we need the backstory on this?
No, just do it.
Driving in the sun, looking out for number one.
Milpenis.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from. Well, hustles grab your your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101.
Milpenis.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California.
Milpenis.
So Bo's getting that coffee right now, who went to Milpitas High School out in the Bay Area.
You remember that song, by the way?
No.
From the OC, you remember that show?
No. But by the way, that was awful.
Thank you.
It was horrible. And you're like, what?
Got
you're,
the point across.
No, but you're laughing at your own stuff, which is really funny. Like, you really think it's good.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I do.
Anyway.
I do think it's good.
Hit me with a couple of texts before we get to Mario.
I didn't hear the song. Joe said to text in. It was bad. I'm a follower. Song was bad. Wow. First match I ever saw at the Lipton. Remember when it was the Lipton?
I do.
The tea company in Key Biscayne was Steffi Graf. Sitting right next to me was, oh boy, Vitas Gerolutis.
Gerolaitis.
Okay.
Lutis.
I don't know.
By the way,
I don't know who that is.
An absolute wild man.
Who is that? The tennis player?
He was a tennis player, but he was a fun-loving, wild man. Back when guys, even tennis players, were a little wild and not taking care of themselves.
Somebody wants to
like
know how the show
guys.
Has not been canceled yet for that song.
It's bad.
Another person said, is this WQAM? Yes.
I just want to let you know that Bo is not happy.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care until you see him and you kiss his ass.
Bo scares me a little bit, to be honest. So he partially
he's not
scares
as scary
me.
As he used to be when he was a player. He was scary.
No, that's why.
That was
he tells
a bad
us
dude.
Those, like, weird stories about him, you know, all the stuff he did when he was playing. But I also really have plans to sit next to him at the Formula One event, the Paddock Club.
You want me to go ahead and say you got no shot?
I think I'm going to work
the
on
people,
it.
Work first on it. Of all, he's sitting in real expensive seats.
Yeah, I know. I understand his that. He's sitting. It's called the Paddock Club. That's what we call it.
His partner, one of his partners, one of them, for all the restaurants, is a very wealthy guy. And he doesn't have an extra seat for you.
Well, I'm not wealthy, but I like his restaurants. Someone says Chaz Jism approves.
You guys are sick. There is a group of people, Woody, that just like you. Just like you. Just very immature. There's no question. It's very childish. What else do you have? What else do you have this morning here before I go?
Are you
done?
No, someone said something mean about Steffi Graf. It's funny, the Steffi Graf text 561 guy. It's funny, but in the interest of not getting in trouble, I don't want to read that. As some radio guy just recently got in trouble for going after, I think it was like Mina Kimes or something.
Yes, he did. Why don't you do it and we can get rid of you?
Oh, shut up.
Why don't you do it and I can get, like, they can call me about it at TMZ and go, yeah.
You call you TMZ and you comment on me?
Yes.
Great. Wait till I give my, I'll write a book about you. I like her. I think she's fine. I don't know what these people are talking to. Here we go. Joe, listening to Hollywood Song is actually worse than listening to you talk about baseball or tennis. There you go.
All right.
I think the song was good. Maybe not better than the one I did last time.
Hey,
but
you know the beauty of living down here, seriously? I have learned, and I mean this, and I say it over and over, and I say the same thing. Not every sport is for everybody, And I get it. And I understand the sports that are popular and not popular. I really do. I understand.
Do you, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have a pretty good feel that football and basketball are out in front of everything. Would you agree with that, Woody? You've been around now.
Yes.
Okay. So I understand some of the secondary sports, as I like to call them, like tennis, like golf. I get
throw it in there. You know what else is in there?
Baseball.
Yes.
That people roll their eyes and then somebody will take time to send us a nice
text. I just think it's nice you try to break it down. I just don't know how much interest there is.
I just thought the World Baseball Classic was really cool.
Yeah, you and 5 million other people watched it.
I just think a lot of people that turned it on to see what was going to happen. It might have been the last game. Like, yeah, I didn't watch, but I just wanted to check out and see Japan and United States and its final game is here in our backyard. It was pretty special. That event ended up, that was a home run, which whoever decided to do it in baseball, that was a great idea. Great idea. Hey, we're done, and we want to let you know that we'll get back some football. Mario Cristobal, spring football, young guys, clinic. He's got it all coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.